Well, Sam, you made your Premier League debut at Arsenal. You've scored your first Bournemouth goal against Arsenal. What are your immediate reactions? Obviously, the game, the result hasn't gone your way, but personally, that's a big night for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, obviously, I think I'm a bit gutted at the moment because obviously we've ended up losing the tie, but I think in a couple of hours, obviously, I'll realise, obviously, I've scored my Bournemouth goal. So, but now, at the moment, I'm a bit disappointed, but no, it's natural that, I'm obviously happy about the goal, but at the same time, yeah, disappointed.
As a sub coming on with probably 3 or 4 minutes of normal time, but you probably knew there was going to be 6 or 7 minutes of added time. You probably thought you had a bit of time to make an impact coming on, did you?
Yeah, I thought there was going to be more than eight, to be fair, but I knew I'd if I get a chance, just got to take it, and I just took a gamble on Frano's cross, so yeah.
And I mean, you saw a lot of composure with the goal. You had that slight nervous wait with VAR as well there. That would have been a heartbreaking moment to get it chalked off.
Yeah, I think that'd just be my luck probably. But I was obviously glad that I think if Gozo touched it, I might have been off. But I'll watch it back. But yeah, it's a special moment.
So. I know it's one that's been you've been waiting for a long time for. You've scored goals for other club, but to get the one in the red and black stripes is the one you've been waiting for.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for more time to do it, and I only had a few minutes to do tonight. But I was constantly in those little periods, I'm trying to show what I can do, really, not just goal scoring, but my other sort of play around the box and stuff. So, it's nice. I've only played 8 minutes, and it's nice to get a goal. So.
What's the general mood in the dressing room? You mentioned disappointment because you came on strong at the end there, but was the mood that you sort of took too long to get started tonight?
Yeah, exactly. I think the first 30 minutes we didn't play well at all, but I think the second half we showed that we can fight back and get a result, and that's what we're going to need for the second half of the season. So, but yeah, we just got to kind of learn from it and go on to Aston Villa now. So.
What is the future for you? Because there was talk when you came back on loan that they'd see how January went and whether you went back again. What are the? I mean, there's only a few days left of the window. What's the conversations been?
Not too much, really. I think I'm set in stone staying here. Obviously, since I played Watford, I couldn't go anywhere other than Swansea. But I think Bournemouth want me to stay. I think they want me to stay the second half of the season and help them push up the table. So that's what I'm going to do. And just going to keep training every time I get a chance, try and take it. So.
And well, tonight you have taken that. That's all you can do, I guess, is take moments that you get.
Yeah, it's frustrating, a young lad, obviously. You just want to play, and every time I get on, you're like, kind of, I've got to do something. But the gaffer knows my potential, and hopefully he can keep giving me opportunities to kind of show it. So.